Welcome to Bachelor Party. I'm Juliette Littman. I thought today's episode was going to be about Heather. I thought it was going to be a forensic deep dive into how she got to Nemacolin, when she got there, what she was expecting, everything going on around that. But that can wait. Heather's still on the show. We'll come back to her next week. Today, we are turning our attention to Rachel Lindsay and the 25 women of Bachelor Season 25 who identify as BIPOC. Rachel interviewed Chris Harrison on Extra this week, and the full 13 plus minutes ran on YouTube, where he addressed Rachel Kirkconnell, who is currently on the show as well, and her racist behavior. She was seen at an Old South party on at a plantation while she was in college from 2018. And she's been in several other photos with cultural appropriation, dressing up as Native Americans. She's with the Confederate flag. Just a lot of problematic stuff that we've talked about before. Rachel Lindsay asked Chris Harrison about this, and his response was an insult to women of color in the franchise, and it was insulting. So I think the most important thing is to hear from Rachel. So we're going to get into that in a second. Today's episode will be a portion of Higher Learning with Rachel Lindsay and her co-host Van Lathan. It's an awesome conversation that I encourage you to check out. I also just want to mention, since they recorded, Rachel Kirkconnell posted an apology on her Instagram. I applaud her for apologizing. I hope she learns. Wish we'd heard from her sooner, but I appreciate that she put up an apology. And moreover, I really want to praise the 25 women of The Bachelor this season who identify as BIPOC, who posted the same Instagram this evening, Thursday, as well, showing solidarity with Rachel and voicing how insulted they are by Chris Harrison's interview. I am grateful that they have posted this Instagram, and they are leading the way, and they are all courageous because I know they're going to get a ton of hate, and they all get so much pushback for this, and I really admire it and appreciate, and I thank them. So without further ado, let's get into Van and Rachel. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Yo, 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 Thought Warriors. What is up?
What's up?
It is I, Van Lathan.
And it's me, Rachel Lindsay.
Welcome to Higher Learning. Okay, so listen, we're going to dispense with the pleasantries. We're going to jump right into this. Now, there's a couple of things on Higher Learning today that we're going to talk about. We're going to discuss some things. We got all the great topics and the fixings. What is that? You got a bag of chips there? What are you doing?
So come on. You're getting distracted. I need some energy. I need some energy from this podcast.
Yeah. But before we even talk about the rest of the things that are happening out there in the world, we have to talk about something that happened in our world. Now, as you guys are all aware that watch The Bachelor and follow our show, there's been a controversy there in Bachelor Land for a while now with one of the Bachelor front runner ladies, Rachel, also named Rachel, Rachel McKinnon.
I just want you to keep trying.
McLeagan?
Kirkconnell.
Kirkconnell. Oh, Rachel Kirkconnell. Starts with a K. Got a couple K's in it.
Starts with, yeah.
Right. Rachel Kirkconnell. And she went to an antebellum home correct me if I'm wrong anytime here, Rach. She went to an antebellum home. There was a sorority party there back in 2018, right?
Correct.
And if you guys don't know what an antebellum home is, I am from South Louisiana. I do know what an antebellum home is. It is a plantation home where atrocities were committed against Black people. And there are a lot of people in Bachelor Nation and people in television world who think that it was inappropriate for her to have gone there and have thoughts about her going there. It's been kind of a controversy, you'd say, in the show.
So it's not that she went to the home. And mind you, and so also, this information came out after it was announced that she was a contestant. It was after she had completely filmed The Bachelor. So this information comes out. It's not that she went to an antebellum home. It's that she went to an Old South party. Old South.
Okay, so it's not the home. I'm being enlightened now. So it's not the fact that it was a home. It's a themed party.
Yeah, that's why when you said what you said, I was like, maybe he doesn't know the whole story.
Because to be honest with you, where I'm from, people, some of those homes have been made into bed and breakfasts, and I'm not saying that they should have, but people go to them like all the time. Like when I was a kid, elementary school, we toured one. You know, my mom.
It's a very Southern thing.
Field trip, whatever. Go ahead.
Love Miss Crystal. Okay, so she went to a Kappa Alpha something, not Kappa Alpha Psi. Kappa Alpha something. Through these Old South parties, apparently that were banned as a whole nationally from the organization, but they decided to throw them anyway. And what it is, it's an Old South party where they celebrate and commemorate the good old days of the Old South. The women dress up like Scarlett O'Hara, very Gone with the Wind. The men dress up in suspenders. It's an honor and a privilege. Not everybody is invited to this party. It's very exclusive. And they celebrate in college. That's that. And a picture popped up with her dressed up in her Southern Belle attire attending one of these parties. That's okay, just one thing.
All right. So before we move on, let's stay right there for a half second.
Okay.
Because that celebrating the Old South, when you go to a party like that, you go to the antebellum home, you go whatever. That's if you celebrate the Old South, there are traditions that go along with that. Like you wouldn't celebrate Germany in 1941 without the accompanying atrocities that go along.
Thank
with
you.
It. Like you can't, there's part and parcel to celebrating the Old South, and going to a party like that is celebrating a time when there was slavery and degradation happening to Black people.
Yes.
So even if you have a different view of that, you're going to have to negotiate that with Black people or people who have a problem with it. You're going to have to say something. And she has not said anything about this to this point.
Right. So there are also other things with Rachel. It's not just this one thing. This is the latest, which has made things come to a head. There was a TikTok that was going around. There was all this information. I'm not sure what's true and what's not of either Rachel doing things. One thing I can tell you that is factual is that she liked a picture with two of her friends posing in front of a Confederate flag. There are pictures of her appropriating other cultures, dressing up as Indians. I think there's something else. Native Americans.
Yeah.
And
to yourself.
Yeah, I know. I caught it though. But see, I caught it. I was wrong. This is how y'all do it. I was wrong in what I just said. I am sorry. I corrected myself, and I will learn from it and do better. Stay with us now. What should have happened in the rest of the podcast as we continue? But that is something that she did that was problematic. Also, it's her friend group that has either said the N-word on Twitter, talked in African-American vernacular, stated how much they love Black people using Black emojis, and even posing with another Black male who was dressed as a slave for a Halloween party. So,
I think there's not a problem in it. Jesus Christ.
So there's all these things that are coming out. So with the Old South picture is the last thing that came to a head. Yes. That was it. Were you going to say something else? Okay.
So, this has been like we said, controversial in Bachelor Land. So, this week on Extra, the show that my super talented co-host also hosts. It's a television show. Check your local listings for Extra. Chris Harrison, the honcho television guy of The Bachelor. When I say honcho television guy, I mean he's the dude. You guys know Chris Harrison. He's the host of The Bachelor. You've seen him before.
He's the face of the franchise.
Face of the franchise. He is the constant. He came on to Extra, and you and him had a discussion about this entire controversy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never gotten more feedback from the listeners of this podcast about something that we should talk about in their opinion. I'm going to completely turn it over to you because I don't think I don't think anything needs to be set up. I don't think that I need to say anything else.
So, thank you. Thank you, Van. So, when I brought Chris Harrison on to Extra, he was going to talk about last night's episode. Okay? Brought him in on a Tuesday. He was going to talk about what happened on Monday. We did do that. But then I asked a question. Seeing something he said made me poke a little harder. So, I phrased the question, what are your thoughts about the allegations against Rachel, the contestant on the show, the one we just talked about? And then he went off. And I want you to want you guys to listen to some of the things he said.
You know, I saw a picture of her at a sorority party 5 years ago, and that's it. Like, boom, like, okay, well, this girl is in this book now, and she's now in this group. And I'm like, really? Okay, well, there goes.
The picture was from 2018 at an Old South antebellum party. So I think, you know, when you hold that under the lens, it's not a good look.
Well, Rachel, is it a good look in 2018 or is it not a good look in 2021?
It's because not a big good difference. Look ever.
I don't disagree with you. You're 100% right in 2021. That was not the case in 2018. And again, I'm not defending Rachel. I just know that, I don't know, 50 million people did that in 2018. My guess, these girls got dressed up and went to a party and had a great time. They were 18 years old. Now, does that make it okay? I don't know, Rachel, you tell me. And when it comes to Rachel, I look at Hannah B and what she did. I look at people that have made mistakes. Again, I am not the woke police. There's plenty of people who will do that for us in this world right now. I don't know. Like, do you go tear all those places down and tear up the dirt and dig deep enough that it erases it? I don't know. You know, when you see San Francisco erasing Lincoln and erasing Washington and erasing people because of what they stood for 180 years ago, I don't know. Is that right? Is it wrong? The woke police is out there. And this poor girl, Rachel, who has just been thrown to the lions, I don't know how you are equipped when you have never done this before to be woke enough, to be eloquent enough, to be ready to handle this.
All right. So I got a lot of feedback on this. And I just want to say I really appreciate for those who reached out to me, who supported me, who really had a problem with what was said. Then there were some people who said, why didn't I press harder? So I do want to address this. People of color are not given the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say that again. People of color are not given the benefit of the doubt. And it is a struggle being a Black woman on television because I have seen it happen to me the other way. For me to be even, I have to stay even, Kill. I have to stay calm. I cannot react. I cannot show emotion. I cannot show my slip, as you would say, in the South. And the reason is because once I do that, that is all people will see. I will be angry. I will be aggressive. You will not hear what I'm saying. You will not hear what the other person, Chris Harrison in this instance, was saying. You will only see the reaction. And when I saw how this interview was going, I said, I'm just going to sit back and I'm just going to let this man talk. I'm going to hold it together. I'm going to poke just a little bit. But it was as if Chris Harrison woke up and said, you know what? I'm just going to be myself today. There was no PR on the call. There was nobody to stop him, nobody to tell us to stop, nobody to tell us to cut some things out. So we played the interview in its entirety on YouTube. Couldn't even play it on the screen. So for all those people who might have something to say about the way that I was reacting, I had to stay calm because I needed people to see and hear what was happening in that message and or that interview. And I needed people to take that. Listen to the things he said. He said things, and I think the thing that really bothered me the most, if I wanted to react so badly, and if you pay attention to that video, I'm moving my hands together, my foot is moving because I'm boiling inside. And the things that were boiling to me the most were the compassion and the grace and the space that Chris Harrison wanted to give to Rachel, but couldn't give it to this Rachel in the interview. Couldn't give it to the people that were offended by the things that she did. Where was the compassion for them? Couldn't give it to them. The other thing that really got to me was when he said, and I have this written down, the quote, who are you? Who is Rachel Lindsay? Who is Chris Harrison? who are we? I mean, who the hell are you? Basically saying, who are we to tell her when that she should apologize? Who are we to tell her that we're offended? Do you understand how problematic that is? What I wanted to shout in that conversation is, you're right, Chris Harrison, who are you? Who are you to say something because you aren't the person who's been offended by the very actions that she is affiliated with, by the things that she's done? Who is Rachel Lindsay? Rachel Lindsay is a Black woman, the very person who is affected by this Rachel Kirkconnell. So I have every right to speak out and say I'm offended. I have every right to say this is what she should do. And I have every right to demand the apology. And to add on top of that, he threw in Hannah Brown. Now, we all know how I feel about that situation. Not once, but twice. Said that we didn't give Hannah Brown the space. We didn't give her the grace that she needed. Y'all remember Hannah Brown said the N-word, right? Hannah Brown said the N-word and then disappeared for 2 weeks before she formed together a written statement that disappeared on her story after 24 hours. But I'm supposed to have grace for that when I'm the one who's offended. And I don't even need to get into that because we've already talked about the weight of that word. So my biggest thing with Chris Harrison is he's apologized since then. And I definitely want to say that he did reach out to me and we had a conversation, a short conversation, but we had a conversation and he apologized and I appreciate that. And then he did the statement. But I'm having a really, really hard time reasoning or like really taking in and accepting this apology. And I'll tell you why. When I finished that interview with Chris Harrison, he had no problems with it. He was fine. He texted me after. He appreciated the conversation. He thought that he was like, yeah, I'll probably get a little flack, but thought it was great that we could disagree, but do it in a civil way. It wasn't until the backlash came the next day. It wasn't until people start talking, people start demanding and calling for different things that he then apologized to me and then apologized publicly. So you got to see, for me, I'm trying to reason, well, which one is it? Because to me, Tuesday was your truth and Wednesday is after the fact. Wednesday was a response to the backlash. During that whole conversation, he had the audacity to question me. During that conversation, he talked over me and at me. During that conversation, his privilege was on display. He never gave me room to talk and he never gave me room to share my perspective. He wasn't trying to hear it. He was just trying to be heard. And that's because I felt like he had an agenda that he was trying to push. He was really trying to push that forward. He expressed everything that he said with passion and conviction. So for me, Tuesday is what it was. And I'm not saying that he can't be apologetic. I'm not saying that he can't learn and be better from it, like he said in his statement. But you'll have to give me some space and you'll have to give me some compassion and some grace to take the time to really reason and accept that. Because that was a lot. And I do want to say this too. Chris Harrison is the face of the franchise. People go to him for his opinion on what's going on within the franchise, for production, and what's happening with contestants. So if he's speaking out in an interview in this way to discuss things related to the Bachelor franchise, then what does that really say about the franchise? What does the franchise really represent and mean if this is your face, this is your spokesperson, and this is what he really feels?
Wow. Yeah. So I watched it a couple of times.
Yeah. Did you watch it a couple of times?
Yeah, watched it a couple of times.
Okay, wait. Can we all have a moment for Van's comment on Chris Harrison's Instagram post?
He's a weenie.
I literally cackled out
loud. He proves himself to be a weenie. Like,
and, look at Van.
Sorry. It's like, oh, you're a weenie, bro. Like, no, you comported yourself like a weenie.
And I told him we would be talking about it on this podcast. I want you to know, it's not like I didn't have a conversation. I said, just so you know, I will be talking about this on the podcast.
Yeah. So it's something to discuss. It's because for me, I was laughing hysterically the entire time I watched it.
Of course you were.
I'll tell you why. I was laughing because I know the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I know the feeling. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking to myself, I'm just sometimes you're talking to people, you know, you're on a television show, they're saying these things, and you're like, hey man, just want to let you know that we're recording this. Like, you know, this is, people are going to hear this. We can hear you. Like, we can hear what, like, we can hear what you're saying. And I think it's scary in a way. And that's probably another reason why I was amused by it, is because it's the type of thing that makes you just want to throw your hands up.
Exactly.
Because I'm listening to him, and let's forget about right and wrong. Because right and wrong rarely apply when you're talking about human beings. We think that they do, but right and wrong rarely apply when you're talking about human beings. But there are things that they're not right or wrong, but they're smart or dumb. Okay. So in a society where there are lots of different people trying to get along, for the advancement of that society, it's smarter and makes more sense to be sensitive and aware of what everybody else is going through.
Yeah.
It's the same way you run your household. It's the same way you run your business. It's the same way you run anything where there are people of different opinions who are in the same place. So it is smart if you have offended or wronged someone, either purposely or on accident, to say, hey, I get that. I didn't get it then, but I get it now. I want to move forward and continue to be a person. And once you've said that, now it's up to them to do the smart or dumb thing. It's smart not to throw people away as soon as they make a mistake. Because if we threw everybody away as soon as they made a mistake, we wouldn't have anybody left, because everybody makes mistakes.
Right.
So if we forget about good and bad, talk about smarter, like smart or dumb. What is dumb, truly dumb, is to stand in something and cement yourself in it while somebody else is trying to talk you through their experience.
Mm-hmm.
And what I saw out of Chris Harrison was scary, because he's not the poster child for American racial evil.
Right.
He's not an easy guy. That wasn't David Duke. That wasn't anybody else. That was somebody who was informed by decades of being on this earth, in a country where he never has to say he's sorry, right? In a country where not only does he never have to say he's sorry, to where the value of apology and reconciliation seems diminished.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like to me he couldn't see the value in it.
He didn't care to,
right? Like, let her take as long as she wants to apologize. Who are you to say when she should apologize? Who is anybody? You don't apologize based on the demand of somebody else. You apologize because of what you're feeling inside.
Mm-hmm.
The most craziest thing that we can do anytime is demand an apology. Whenever you demand an apology, the apology itself doesn't hold very much weight. An apology should come from the empathy that you have for somebody else's experience. And if she's looking around and she's seeing that people feel a way about that, and there's not something inside of her that goes, let me figure out what it is that they're talking about and address this, which is something else that you said during the interview, then to me, that goes through a process where it stops becoming ignorance and starts becoming fuck you.
This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place, whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long. And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price, so you never have to miss a trip. For me, my happy place is in the Mediterranean. I think I've mentioned that. Maybe it's why I like Love Island so much, because they're right by the Mediterranean. But I just love the feeling of being in the sea, and it's just a great sea. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group. When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals. And you even get to choose your crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save. And for me, I'd love to go on a trip to the Mediterranean with friends. In fact, I might be doing that in the near future. I have done it before, and it was really some of the most fun I've ever had. I went to Sicily. We had some great swimming there, me and my friends. Anyway, if you want to have a similar experience, download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? You know, are you drained or are you bursting with energy? Are you looking forward to hanging out with your friends, or would you rather just stay at home? Or maybe you are not enforcing your boundaries. I'm not sure, but it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you are feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge. Because a full battery is a key to a full life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bachelorparty today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bachelorparty. If you want to hear more of that conversation, check out Higher Learning. Van and Rachel talked more about Chris Harrison and how Van perceived his interview with Rachel as someone who's not so deep in the Bachelor world. And their show is always great. And I think for Bachelor viewers, it's particularly worthwhile this week. So please check it out. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks so much for listening. I'll be back on Monday evening.